Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to you all. So good to have so many, and I do believe we have every church represented. I think. That's brilliant. Brilliant. Before we start the service, if you turn to page 10, please. The second paragraph is a responsive hymn, which the women of Taiwan have written specially for us, so it would be, well, it would be wrong, wouldn't it, not to include it. So if you listen to the tune that Eliza will play, and then we'll have a go, but don't listen to me. About your faith. Let's have another go. We're nearly there. Third time lucky, we'll really get it this time. Brilliant. We're wonderful. In your booklet, you'll find a white envelope, which is to make your contribution gift-aided. And this makes a tremendous difference to our collection. There won't be a collection plate going round. The collection plate awaits you as you leave. You'll fall over it as you leave. But if you could fill that in, it does make a tremendous difference to what we can send to all the charities that the committee have decided upon, and they are very generous. I can't help but think, this is a tremendous organisation, you know. I wonder how many translations they have to do as it goes around the world. We get our books by October. That's how well organised they are. Wow. Wish I could be so organised. So please give generously. So let us begin the 2023 World Day of Prayer Worship Service.
Ping An. This phrase in Taiwanese means, may God grant you peace, a peaceful relationship with God and with one another.
Welcome. On behalf of our sisters in Taiwan, we would like to welcome all of you to join us today in worship.
Dear sisters and brothers, through this celebration, we would like to share our experiences with you and to witness to God's wonderful grace and mighty works.
So we begin with the first hymn that they have chosen for us, Praise my soul, the King of heaven, one that we all know. Please sit down. Here's where we slightly divert from the suggested order. We always buy some slides of the country that's written it, slides of Taiwan. It seems a shame that you don't see them. And I think it will help us to understand the service. So I've chosen just a few of them. And ask the question, first of all, where is Taiwan? There it is. An island country sitting between Japan and the Philippines, with the Tropic of Cancer crossing through the southern half. The capital, Taipei, sits in the north, while other major cities run along the west coast. And it's not just one island, if you notice. There are several small ones. Because of its location in the Ring of Fire, Taiwan experiences approximately 1,000 minor earthquakes each year. The worst one was in 1999, 7.3 on the Richter scale. Whilst causing great damage, earthquakes have also brought a valuable underground resource to the surface, namely geothermally heated groundwater, which must be a great blessing to them. The unique island geography and climate have resulted in considerable diversity of animals and plants. Here are some of them. Taiwan is, of course, famous for its orchids. And what of its history? Taiwan is a densely populated, multi-ethnic country. There are 16 officially recognized languages. The population has sadly played host to visiting nations, some peacefully, some not. In the 16th century, the Portuguese arrived and called the island Formosa, which means the beautiful island. The Japanese have ruled here, and of course, China. But some power was regained by Taiwan itself in 2014. Here, the president, surprisingly to me anyway, is female. However, her government is not officially recognized by all the international community. And there is, of course, the permanent threat of China retaking control, as Russia are trying to do in the Ukraine. The currency is the new Taiwan dollar. Electrical equipment is its major export. Other products are mainly flowers and fruits. But look at the picture on the bottom right. Chinese society has recently committed to recycling and now has the second highest recycling rate in the world. Diversity of religion ranks second in the world, but Taiwan is on the whole a safe place for Christian churches, Anglicans, Methodists, Baptists, and Lutheran. But Christianity makes up only about 6% of the population. And there's just a glimpse of their food and their night markets. What of education? It's compulsory from 7 to 18, and they do have a high literacy rate. Women have equal rights to education, but opportunities in the workplace are not good. There is a wage discrepancy based on gender. And sadly, many women suffer domestic abuse, sexual harassment, and internet and drug abuse. And you'll hear some of that later. Clearly, there is much to improve in gender equality. Health. The average life expectancy is now 81 and is improving for the less privileged. During the pandemic, they were very generous in donating masks to countries hit badly by COVID. In your programme, you'll have noticed a postcard designed by that artist whose name I can't pronounce. The women in the painting are sitting by a stream, praying silently and looking up into the dark. Despite the uncertainty of the path ahead, they know the salvation of Christ has come. The painting features two endangered species, the Mikado pheasant at the bottom of your postcard is easy to miss, and the black-faced spoonbill, which symbolise two characteristics of the Taiwanese people: confidence and perseverance in times of difficulty. You have a postcard inside your programme, and the Taiwanese people hope that you will send your postcard to somebody who needs encouragement. Please don't just take them home, throw them in the bin. Think, who should I be sending this to? And we've got some spare programs, so if you want another one, grab one quick. Okay, let's have our call to worship.
Praise to the Lord. We thank God for all the blessings bestowed upon Taiwan.
Praise God, the Creator, who created this beautiful island, covered with mountain forests and nurtured by the ocean. Taiwan is rich in natural resources.
Let the name of the Lord be praised. May your glory be with us. More than 100 years ago, missionaries came to Japan to spread the good news. The people heard the gospel and received the grace of salvation.
Let the name of the Lord be praised. May your glory be with us. Since the 16th century, Taiwan has been colonized by different foreign forces. The people experienced ethnic, cultural, social, and political conflict and integration. By the grace of God, the islanders can now live in peace. Taiwan shows great hospitality and is willing to help and become a blessing to others.
Gracious God, we thank you and praise you.
May your glory be with us. So we sing in Christ alone, my hope is found.
Forgiving God, we confess our sins to you. We sin against you. We fail to take care of the land you entrusted to us and use it in unrighteous ways, causing pollution and the extinction of various species.
O Lord, have mercy on us. Gracious God, we are selfish and arrogant. We have overlooked human dignity. We ignore the needs of minorities, migrants and immigrants. We hear the cries of the land, women, children and young people, but we have not done enough to respond to the grace that we have received. These actions have caused some people to suffer and be oppressed. O Lord, have mercy on us.
O God, you are faithful and righteousness. May you forgive us. Cleanse away our sins and help us live in the light. May you give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation as we come to know you and be filled with love and faith. May you reveal yourself to us so that we may know the immeasurable greatness of your power.
Amen. Amen. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. So Jean is going to read from Ephesians, and then Judy will lead us in a meditation.
The reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 19. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of this glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? Amen.
Paul's letter to the Christians in Ephesus was written to them as a source of encouragement at a time of great adversity. Yet, throughout all that they faced, they still lived out their love and faith in their daily lives. Paul gave thanks to God for this and prayed that they would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation and would come to know God through the light and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In everyday life, we are often frustrated by difficulties, obstacles, and challenging situations. Many people are bowed down under heavy emotional loads and are weary of life's struggles. At times, we may even lose our hope and faith, relying on our weak human nature. However, we are called to keep our hope and faith in God's kingdom and promises. Today, as Christians in many parts of the world continue to face adverse circumstances, suffering from hardship and persecution, they still need to be surrounded in prayer and encouraged to hold steadfast to their faith, just like Paul encouraged the Ephesians. As sisters and brothers in Christ, wherever in the world we live, we need to keep each other in prayer and be encouraged to keep on, whatever our personal circumstances. So, be encouraged. Keep on, even if progress is slow. Keep each other in prayer, and through prayer, demonstrate the love of God. Have conversations. Encounter God-appointed moments. It is so important to have encouragers in our lives, people who are there for us when the going is tough. This is even more noteworthy when the Lord brings other Christians into our lives, people who strengthen us in our journey of faith. Strategic, person-centered gospel ministry. Everyone has a part to play, and everyone must play their part. Even in the face of adversity, we need to remain focused and faithful and align our will to the will of God. For Christians, opposition and difficulty are never far away. Spiritual advancement will always face opposition, but if we, like Paul, encourage each other, the people of God, we in turn will also be encouraged. In the eyes of God, we are not pieces of confetti that go with the wind without specific direction. We are irreplaceable pieces of a puzzle. Just as the puzzle pieces were used to complete the map of Taiwan, we haven't seen that. So, despite our different social backgrounds, regional context, and diverse cultures, we uphold each other in prayer. For those who are persecuted for their Christian faith, we pray that they remain strong and faithful. May all of us live out and share our Christian love and faith in our daily lives.
Just as Paul wrote a letter of encouragement to the saints, so we, having heard the faith stories of women and girls in Taiwan, are sending them letters of encouragement. Let us hear what these have to say. Can you use the mic?
Dear sister Beazu, last time we met at the gathering, I heard your stories about the urgency of protecting the environment. Your story of faith had an impact on me, and I have followed in your footsteps ever since. I have reused resources, joined a beach clean, and recycled waste at home. I carry my own cutlery and cup to mitigate the plastic crisis. Most importantly, I teach our next generations to protect the environment. We hope that Taiwan can be a nuclear-free homeland for in the future. Let us learn together to become good stewards of God's creation.
Dear sister Fong Chui, I have heard of your faith. You are a middle-aged indigenous woman and have become a wonderful blessing to the women of a similar age. As a homemaker, you have dedicated yourself to your family for decades. When you tried to find a job to support your family, you were challenged at the workplace. You faced discrimination because of your age and felt pressured to accept social rules against women. You felt you were neglecting your family responsibility when the reason you took the job was to care for your family, to take care of your family. Facing a dilemma, you trusted God's guidance and found the path to support your family by teaching traditional weaving and taking care of your tribe. Your creative potential and strength thrived once again. Your testimony is a wonderful blessing that inspires many sisters.
Sister Chow Chow, when you were young, your father asked you to get a job instead of letting you pursue your education. From his perspective, girls do not need an education. Instead, they need to get married. However, you insisted on continuing your studies. You asked God to give you wisdom to have conversations with your father so he would change his mind. You pray that he would understand that daughters and sons have the same right towards an education. Gradually, your father understood that girls are not inferior to boys. After graduation, when you went to work, your superiors looked down on educated and professional women. You sought God's wisdom to resist the pressure and to convince your superiors to measure the performance of women and men without gender bias. You realized that it is a long path until gender discrimination is over. You have not given up and continue to do your best to convey that women and men have equal rights. Sister Pearl, as a hospital cleaner on the front line during the COVID-19 pandemic, you risked your life to clean and sanitise patients' rooms in the hospital. You could not go home after work as you did not want to risk infecting your three young children. Struggling on a meagre income, you still needed to rent a room and live there to minimise contamination risks. During self-isolation, you could not be there to take care of your family, so you felt frustrated and lonely. I am so impressed by the sacrifices you made and pray for you earnestly, hoping that the Lord of my life will also be your strength.
Dear Sister Di Ken, I constantly thank God for your recovery from the pain caused by the verbal and sexual abuse you suffered when you were little. The unendurable suffering led to question yourself, do I deserve love? Then a teacher came to your rescue and you were aged 14. You have found support from social workers and people who cared about you. Through them, you experienced God's love. You became a follower of Christ. Though suffering a painful past, you refused to be silent. You revealed your stories by writing and painting. You want to encourage women who have suffered mental and physical abuse to trust in our Saviour, to be transformed, to challenge all negative labels and stigmas, and to create a new positive outlook. Now you are a mother of two children, and you've become a blessing to them and to other people.
so we sing, God forgave my sins in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. World Day of Prayer is an ecumenical movement led by women. The offering is part of our common vision to improve the lives of women and children around the world. We now dedicate the offering that we will leave as we leave this place to this ministry of prayerful action.
Merciful God, Taiwan has been caught in a superpower struggle. It has been isolated internationally for decades. Though not officially recognized by the international community, Taiwan has tried its best to help the world in agriculture, technology, medicine, and humanitarian assistance.
O Holy Spirit,
May you grant people in Taiwan
the strength and wisdom to cope with an uncertain future. We trust you to help Taiwan to be a blessing in the world. Divine Counselor, you are the Lord of the world. We cling to you. We give ourselves and Taiwan to you and ask you to watch over us in our weakness. You are our fortress and place of safety.
Creator God, we thank you for entrusting us with this amazing world rich in natural resources. However, we ignore the cry of Mother Earth. We are facing ecological problems such as air and water pollution, the waste disposal crisis, the over-utilisation on hillsides, habitat destruction, and climate change. God of life, may your kindness fill our hearts and guide us to protect Mother Earth.
Wonderful God, you showed us the value of family when you placed your Son within a human family. We ask you to bless all those who have responsibility of raising children and providing for their needs. May the examples parents give be rooted in the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, may your guiding influence prevail upon those in Taiwan who seek to discriminate against those working women who have to support families financially. Bless all women who show through their example that your love has helped them overcome great hardships in the workplace.
Loving God, you created us in your own image and blessed us. You saw that it was good. We pray for women and girls who bring love and justice into the world. Holy Spirit, please give us wisdom to fight for the marginalized and the oppressed, the poor and the helpless. Give us courage to speak up for them and inspire leaders to create a safer place for women and girls.
Caring God, to you all people are equal and deserve to be treated with kindness and respect. We pray for all those men, women, and children who have suffered abuse in any form. Be with them as they try to rebuild their lives.
Gracious God, the COVID-19 pandemic has been a great challenge. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and those who did not find relief for their suffering. There are so many victims of the pandemic.
God, empower us to help and bring comfort in post-COVID-19 pandemic world.
Gracious God, we thank you for your good guidance during the pandemic outbreak in 2020, when under severe circumstances, WDP Taiwan prepared this meeting service that we are now celebrating in 2023. Caring God, we thank you World Day of Prayer Movement was able to stay together in your presence. We are grateful for the efforts of WDP women in Taiwan to overcome their differences and seek unity and consensus through God's grace. O Lord, may you guide us in Christ. So we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God hear our stories and keep us in faith. May Jesus grant us wisdom truly to know the meaning of redemption. May the Holy Spirit open our hearts so that we can be a blessing to others. Amen. And as is traditional at these services, we sing our final hymn as we imagine this wave of prayer continuing across the world. The day thou gavest, Lord, is ended. The darkness falls at thy behest. Seated. I think you'll now understand why they've given us postcards to send to encourage people. What a lovely thing to do. So please use them. Thank you all for coming. I invite you to come again next year on the first Friday in March. I'm not sure where we'll be. We might be back at St Paul's. Well, that would be great. I see the Women of Palestine have written next year, so that should be interesting. My first experience of this service was the year before Palestine did the service before. It must be 30-odd years ago. And I'd just come back from Israel. And the person next to me said, dug me in the ribs and said, "You're the speaker for next year." Do you remember we always used to have a speaker? Because you've been. So be very careful who you're sitting next to. But I really look forward to hearing what they have to say, because the situation sadly got much worse since I was there 30 years ago, and we've been since. And believe you me, if you go to Bethlehem, it is not pleasant. I wonder how much the Palestinian women will feel they dare say. We wait and see with bated breath. We Methodists now invite you to join us in a cup of tea. We're very good at cups of tea and cake, famous for it. So please share our tea and cake. You can eat in the foyer or just bring it back in here. Can I also thank Eliza for playing for us? Eliza is from Hong Kong, so it's very apt that she should play. But Eliza has now got a new job. Unfortunately for Poynton Methodists, but she's going to become the lay worker in Glossop. So we wish you well, and our prayers will go with you. Tea, cake.